Welcome everybody, thanks for coming tonight. We welcome Kirsten Glendinning from the Soil Association, who's here, come from Leeds to speak to us tonight. And she's going to explain to us about community supported agriculture and different models of the ways that can be done. And then we're going to have a time for questions and a time to discuss in small groups about what the possibilities might be for our area. And we're going to kick off. Chris has recently been to a community supported agriculture project in Stroud, so he's going to tell us a bit about that before Kirsten presents.
Hi. Last weekend, I visited some friends of mine who live outside Stroud, and they live just near a community-supported agriculture scheme. And the scheme in Stroud was set up in 2001, started in 2001. They started with a big public meeting of 80 people. They've got almost 200 members now who get a veg box each week. They've got two sites and around about 25 acres each. And they employ two full-time growers. The members go to collect their vegetable each week. They've got a collection on, people can collect their vegetables. I think it's a Tuesday and a Saturday. And people go and kind of basically help themselves to their shares. There's boxes with all the veg in. And there's a kind of whiteboard that lists what there is available each week, and you probably can't see this very clearly, but last week when I was there, it was 500 grams of potato, 500 grams of carrots, two onions, 400 grams of purple sprouts and broccoli, five radishes, one cabbage, one leek, and one salad pack. And the things marked SCA are things that they've grown themselves, but they also buy in stuff from other local producers. They don't only kind of distribute their own the stuff they've grown. And the way it works financially is to be a member of the co-op costs £2 a month, and then the first share, vegetable share, costs £33 a month, and additional ones £22 a month. And some people get have half shares as well. So they've done one. There's on their website, they've got a comparison they did with the local shops and 1 week's veg box, and the kind of prices are comparable to the supermarkets. All of the text on these slides is just taken from a document they produced about their own history. I haven't actually written any of it. And it was quite early on in their scheme that they decided to buy in veg when they weren't able to grow enough. It's carrots and potatoes, apparently one of the things they grow and buy in mostly. They've also got a gift box, and if there's some vegetables that you don't want or fruit that you don't want, you can put it in the gift box, and then anyone else can help themselves whatever's in the gift box and put stuff in it. So as a way of kind of redistributing produce when there's, you know, if someone doesn't like Swedes and there's five Swedes 1 week or something. I don't know if they ever grow Swedes, but that kind of thing. Initially, they started off only doing vegetables, but for reasons of wanting animal manure to keep the land fertile, they did get animals as well, and at which point some people that were involved left. They've now got pigs, sheep, and cows. And apparently there are some members who are looking at setting up a vegetable-only permaculture community-supported agriculture scheme to avoid killing animals. The way it works with the meat is that it's not included in the vegetable box. They sell it to the members of the cooperative, plus they sell it commercially, stuff they have left over. And they basically have a freezer that you can help yourself, well, members can help themselves from meat in the freezer and leave a cheque to cover the costs of what they've taken. They started off with a one-acre Victorian walled garden, and this is one of their two sites. This is about 5 miles from Stroud. I didn't visit the other site. And these are a few photos around the walled garden where they're kind of growing quite a lot of vegetables in that. And then at the back of it, and they've got a green, small greenhouse there as well. On their other site, they've got three polytunnels, and I think they grow the majority of their veg there. Then at the back of the walled garden, they've got a kind of a larger area where they're growing some veg. They've got a couple of horses on loan at the moment, and they're experimenting with using horses for some tasks around the farm. And they basically aim to do more than just kind of vegetables and meat. They're also planning to do wood for fuel, grain, eggs, and fruit as well in the future. So, I mean, this is just a kind of a little snapshot of a community sport agriculture scheme. The lots of different ones are all different, but this is just one that I visited and thought it's quite interesting. So that's me done.